to something new. Thank God we're alive and bite off more than we can chew. Do the things that just don't matter. Laugh while others look in anger. Stumble over fully clovers and say goodbye to lonely banners. If you ever think of me, I'll be thinking of you. Through thick and thin, I bear it and grin and never give in. I could be the one thing left in your hour of need.
Wait for it, here it comes. Now, once again, it's time for City's Joke of the Week.
Right, let's have the joke then. Oh, my goodness.
And this week's storyteller is Quasimodo. Listen, Jeff Brown, I've got a joke for you. Why did the police go to the chippy? Eh? 'Cause they'd had a report of fish being battered. And listen, Jeff Brown,
I've got
another joke for you here. Mm-hmm. Do you know what happened to the crook who stole the calendar?
I've no idea what did happen to the crook who stole the calendar. You tell me, Quasi. Hey. Hey, what?
We got 12 months.
Oh.
Thank you very much for letting me be the joke teller on your show.
That's quite all right, Quasi.
Just before I go, I've just got one more joke.
Oh, just enough time, then.
I think you'll like this one.
Righto.
A murderer sitting in an electric chair was about to be executed. Have you any last request? Asked the prison chaplain. Yes, replied the wretched killer. Will you hold my hand?
Thank you, Quasi. This morning's joke teller was Quasimodo. Next week, it's Kenneth with the Lisp. Tune in at around about the same time next week on Jeff Brown's Saturday Show. It's the show without prompted laughs. The only laughs you get are these here. Let's have a laugh, shall we?
Morning, but this morning was a judgment day.
8:44, even 8:45 now. Yes, we'll make it 8:45. Because it's one of those times when it's sort of neither here nor there, because it's on the 30-second thing. What am I waffling on about? Oh, yes, I've got to tell you, Prince smuggled him out of the country. Did you see that? A bag over his head. Poor little Prince. And he's only such a little chap as well. Such a good record and such a brilliant singer too. And only coming eighth place in the best bottoms in the UK. Isn't it a pity? People will be starting to talk about me before long. It's incredible, isn't it? For Mr. D in Leinster, that one's for you. Hi and good morning. I've also got a request, and it's a happy birthday to Maria Stinton of Four Seasons Brimfield, who is 12 today, and this has been sent in with lots of love from Mum and Dad, Joanna and the boys, and also Granddad Brown, no relation, and all her friends. This one's for you. It's Strawberry Switchblade in the charts. Strawberry Switchblade and Only Yesterday. The words of the week, they're a little bit late this week, but I did tell you that I would be running through them just before 8:30. Well, I'm sorry about that. I'm only sort of 20 minutes late. I mean, you've got to give or take a bit on this programme. What does desultory mean? Well, that's spelt D-E-S-U-L-T-O-R-Y. What does desultory mean? Well, it means unmethodical, and it means flitting from one thing to another, like I've just flitted on this record. And what does impecunious mean? Oh, that's a fantastic word, isn't it? Impecunious. Well, that means to be poor without money. Definitely like me. And what does mawkish, the mawkish word, I thought was the best out of all three. Well, if you don't know what mawkish means, I'll tell you now. It means loathsome and weakly sentimental. More words next week at around about the same time, about 5 minutes past eight.
Overton Service Station, 1 mile out of Ludlow over Ludford Bridge. Open till 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday and 6 p.m. on Sunday. Overton Service Station for repairs and servicing to all makes of cars and light commercials, with free collection and delivery to your home. Accident work is undertaken with free estimates, and there's a 24-hour recovery service. At Overton Service Station, spares and accessories are at cash and carry prices. For example, car batteries for Minis, Marina, 1.3 Escort, Viva and Allegro, £13.95 including VAT. There's DERV, petrol and paraffin, Skoda sales, service and repair, and used car sales, all at Overton Service Station. Telephone Ludlow 2584.
Now at Capital Carpets Ludlow, 10%. Yes, 10% off normal prices on all beds in stock. Upstairs in the bedding department at Capital Carpets, 10% off normal prices of all beds in stock. From now until February the 28th. Capital Carpets for the stylistic by Dunlopillow, complete with sheets, duvet, pillows, pillowcases, valance and headboard. The king-size stylistic in a choice of colours. Sealy Posturepedic beds, single, double and bunk beds. Capital Carpets for velvet curtains and blinds. Worsted Wilton carpets and a wide range of Indian rugs, Dandicord mats and Sun Lover custom-made curtains. Capital Carpets for quality carpets. Free estimates, free fitting, in-home selection service. Credit terms with written quotes, distance no object. Contact Richard or Bernard at Capital Carpets 16 The Bull River, Ludlow, and get perfect harmony into your home. Capital Carpets on Ludlow 3891.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. Now.
Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, for Johnson Seed, Seed Potatoes, AGL Greenhouses, Wolf Garden Tools, Bosch Power Tools, Dragon, Febo, and Amiga Dog Foods, recommended by Jim. Berger and Beaver Paints, and for the chilly days, pre-packed Cozy Coal. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, phone Craven Arms 2761.
Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, Cyril Basin.
299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
I'm talking.
Tears for Fears and Shout. It's just coming around to 8:56. We got the news and weather next on Sunshine Radio. I shall be doing the weather bit, and then Michael Johnson, the winsome Michael Johnson, will be here. And I would think that today he's brought the entire family with him. There's one or two in here. Good morning to you, and good morning to you as well. It's nice to see so many people around. Anyway, I'll be saying cheerio now. I'll see you on the bingo show on Wednesday evening. Whatever you do, don't miss it. It's great. Second or two to say that don't forget the bingo program Wednesday evening between 6 and 8. £40 to be won this week. Next week I shall be back on the wireless between 6 and 9 on Saturday morning, and Kenneth with the Lisp, he'll be here, and Sydney and the rest of all little things. It's Michael Johnson coming up right next. I'll see you on Wednesday evening. Cheerio. Bye-bye.
Kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
8 o'clock news, this is Peter Dealey. A mother and her young daughter have been found dead in their freezing council flat. The woman's teenage son, also suffering from hypothermia, is now critically ill in a London hospital. Southwark Council is investigating claims that the heating system in the flat had broken down. Here's Martin Frizzell.
The family hadn't been seen for several days, during which time temperatures dropped to minus 5 centigrade. Police were alerted after neighbours heard knocking sounds coming from the flat. They burst down the door to find it was a 13-year-old boy, barely alive. Nearby, the bodies of his 31-year-old mother and 11-year-old sister. They died simply because they were too cold. Meanwhile, the grandfather of a young Bognor Regis boy who spent 3 nights locked up with his dead mother says the local authority is partly to blame. He claims the flat was extremely damp, but the council had done nothing to help.
Miners' leaders are demanding a public inquiry into the coal strike, and they're seeing industrial peacemakers ACAS today to press for the investigation. The move follows the collapse of the TUC's initiative to solve the dispute. Efforts by TUC General Secretary Norman Willis to bring both sides together failed miserably last night. Here's our industrial editor, Neil Mainland.
Mr. Willis brought the miners the best deal he thought the coal board would offer. The miners rejected it, and the episode ended in bitter conflict. But the TUC leader says he hasn't given up.
Everyone recognises that it's a dispute whose time has come at least now to be resolved, and that's got to be done through talks.
The Pit Deputies Union NACODS meets the coal board next week, and the NUM executive convenes in Sheffield, but talks between the miners and the coal board look unlikely.
The first stage of Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon is underway and due to finish later this morning. Alan Frost reports.
Israel's army forces are completing their pullback from western Lebanon around the port city of Sidon, and Israeli military sources in the region said the pullback was scheduled to finish in a matter of hours. The area being vacated is about 150 square miles, and it completes stage one of the withdrawal from Lebanon decided upon by Israel's government. Other reports from Beirut say Lebanese army troops are on standby to move into Sidon at the earliest possible moment. Alan Frost, IRN, Tel Aviv.
Officials from the Home Office are meeting prison warders at Wormwood Scrubs Jail in London today to discuss the new row over the killer disease AIDS. The officers have banned all movement of prisoners in and out of the jail after a former inmate who was recently transferred to the Isle of Wight has now been found to be suffering from the symptoms of AIDS. And as Martin Jackson reports, the Home Office has confirmed there are now at least four suspected AIDS carriers in British prisons.
The Home Office won't say where three of the AIDS suspects are jailed, but it's been confirmed that one was held at Camp Hill Prison on the Isle of Wight. He's now in Southampton General Hospital undergoing tests, and the jail authorities have moved quickly to quell staff fears that they could contract the disease. The prison chiefs insist that the man, who hasn't been named, was isolated from the other inmates, and staff were ordered to take strict precautions when coming into contact with him.
Independent Radio News.
Thank you, Peter. It's the 16th of February, and today will be mainly sunny, although a little cloud may be likely in the north of the region. It will be very cold today, and there will be another cold night tonight with a severe frost. Temperatures will remain on freezing point all day long, and the outlook for Sunday, the rest of the weekend, is continuing cold, but it will stay dry. It's now 3.5 minutes past nine.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Be your lover, lover, wanna be your lover.
Billy Ocean, Lover Boy, at 9:07 on Sunshine. Thanks very much to Jeff Brown for doing what he had to do over the last 3 hours. Jeff will be back in your wireless sets this Wednesday evening between 6 and 8, giving away all that money in the bingo game. Have you heard that? Yes, we don't need a £30,000 a year managing director to lose money on this station. No. Not with Jeff Brown.
Sunshine, beaming down on Hereford.
Shademaster of Bridge Street, Hereford are the interior furnishers and gift shop where you'll find all sorts of things. They have everything from colour-coordinated cutlery and glassware to light shades, curtains, quilt covers, pillowcases. And now, energy-saving blinds with 15% off normal price. There's thermal linings with 10% off normal price. You'll be amazed at what they've got at Shademaster, and they're not expensive either. For that unusual gift or complete home furnishing, call into Shademaster, Bridge Street, Hereford. Telephone Hereford 59762.
JK Pet Shop, Bridge Street, Hereford. JK Pet Shop has a large stock of birds, from canaries to parrots. And there's small animals like hamsters, rabbits, and even cold water fish. JK Pet Shop for a selection of tanks, cages, and all accessories, along with a complete range of pet foods, suiting all animals and your pocket. JK Pet Shop, with an established clipping parlor backed by 30 years' experience. For free advice, contact Ken or Veronica on Hereford 268 133, Hereford 268 133, or call in
to JK Pet Shop, Bridge Street, Hereford. When it's time for a new kitchen, think Kitchens Plus. Kitchens Plus are at 152 Ine Street, Hereford. Kitchens Plus design and install kitchens fitted by their own craftsmen. Kitchens to your specifications. Kitchens Plus, offering a free planning service. There's a varied range of designs to suit all tastes in the Kitchens Plus showroom. Now, call in, take a look. Kitchens Plus, 152 Ine Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 274 201. Hereford 274 201. Kitchens Plus, for that dream kitchen at a price you can afford. Hereford's Specialist Bedding Centre, the Sleep Centre, Bridge Street. The largest selection of beds and stack furniture. Beds by Staples, Vispring, Dunlopillow, Rest Assured and Airsprung. Headboards, pillows and Club 8 bedroom furniture for tots to teens. Access Barclaycard and American Express accepted, with free delivery in the Sunshine area. Wake up to the choice and value at Hereford's Specialist Bedding Centre, the Sleep Centre, in the Old Methodist Church, 10 Bridge Street, Hereford. Talk to John Davis on Hereford 53062. 53062.
Telephones from Teletech. Teletech in Berrington Street, Hereford have the famous Uniden cordless phone at only £159.95, and it's the approved model. Teletech have other phones too, starting from only £8.50, and there's a range of telephone answering machines for all uses. At Teletech, there's cordless phones from £69.95, plus a full range of British Telecom plugs, sockets and cable for the DIY man. Find out how much more your phone can mean to you by dialing Jeff or John on Hereford 270906. Teletech, Berrington Street, Hereford, 270906.
Bob Gallier, he's your man. Bob Gallier, your appointed dealer for Kawasaki motorcycles and Mongoose BMX cycles. He's always got big stocks. And arriving soon at Bob Gallier's, the new exciting GBZ 600R. Bob Gallier welcomes part exchanges, and there's credit facilities with written quotes on request. Bob Gallier, he's your man, at Berrington Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 268 813, or in the evenings, Hereford 584 68. Bob Gallier, open Monday to Saturday, except Thursdays.
Sunshine Radio!
Time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away.
9:18 on Sunshine Radio, and that was John Waite, Missing You, especially for Paul Turner, Dominic and Pauline from the Spencer Street Super Smash Hit Record Library. And the next hour, or what's left of it, is dedicated to you and to lovers of good music everywhere. Paul's got the worst selection of records in the world, but he'd like to inflict them on you all the same. They're not that bad, really. Here's one now, actually. It's Ketty Lester. Little bit scratched, but never mind.
Love letter straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you are, I memorize every line. And I kiss the name that you sign. Love letter straight from your heart. I memorize every line. And I kiss the name that you saw. Straight from your heart.
Goodness me, Ketty Lester there, and a little bit scratched. Love letters.
What's on, Sunshine?
The second half marathon is being done by the Prestine Pacers, and that's on Easter Sunday, which this year falls on April the 7th. It's sponsored by K Limited Prestine, and it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning at Prestine Football Club. And there will be changing facilities and showers and refreshments available. And there are trophies for the first, second and third men and ladies first veteran. And certificates will be given to everyone. And the course has been wheel measured, of course. And entry forms can be obtained from Richard Court at Belvedere Lodge, Slough Lane, Prestine, Powys, and please enclose a self-addressed envelope. And the 1984 winner, John Duck, from the Australian team, made it in 1 hour and 10 minutes. So if you think you can beat that record of 1 hour 10 minutes, why not enter the second half marathon being run by the Prestine Pacers? And entry forms can be obtained from Richard Court at Belvedere Lodge, Slough Lane, Prestine in Powys. And don't forget to enclose that self-addressed envelope. The new record now from Howard Jones for Dominic. Things can only get better. Things can only get better, or so says Howard Jones. That's his latest release, number 7 in the chart this week. Things can only get better as far as the weather's concerned. Weather for today. Today will be mainly sunny, although a little cloud may be likely in the north of the region. It will be very cold today, and there will be another cold night tonight with a severe frost. Temperatures will remain on freezing point all day long. And the outlook for Sunday is continuing cold, but it will stay dry.
DIY centres. Try D-Oil. D-Oil of Worcester. Phone Worcester 355-000. D-Oil of Worcester for oils and greases, including chain oils, creosote, wood preservers and diesel dewaxers. D-Oil. Try their super spring offers. Phone Worcester 355-000. D-Oil of Worcester, established since 1869. D-Oil, the people for oils, greases, chain oils, creosote, wood preserver and diesel dewaxers. D-Oil. Phone Worcester 355-000 for good prices and delivery. Worcester 355-000.
Hire Equipment. Sheet Road Industrial Estate Ludlow offer for hire a wide range of tools and equipment. They hire to the building trade, agriculture, industry and householders. Their equipment is of top quality professional standard and is always serviced before delivery. Hire Equipment, Sheet Road Industrial Estate Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 3679. Whether you're a contractor on site or a homeowner working on the house or garden, Hire Equipment will supply you with the right tools for the job. For a free brochure, call at Hire Equipment, Unit 11, Sheet Road Industrial Estate, Ludlow. Or telephone Roger Jones on Ludlow 3679. Hire Equipment for hire tools at lower costs.
See
GT Insurance Services for all your insurance requirements. GT Insurance Services for instant computerized motor insurance quotes. Pension plans tailored to suit you. They can even arrange your mortgage. Contact Nick Gordon or Bob Turner now at GT Insurance Services, 1 Mill Street, Lowtown, Bridge North. Phone Bridge North 66763. GT Insurance Services. Ensure you deal with the experts.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
For peace of mind and assured service, you can't beat buying a car off a local reputable dealer. And locally, West End Garage at Clibbury Mortimer has a reputation second to none. Let Bert Haywood value your car and make you an offer against a new Ford car. There's no quibbling at West End Garage. You talk to the boss. They also do MOTs, sell petrol, and look after all your motoring needs competitively. West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer. Phone Bert Haywood on Clibbury Mortimer 270-384.
We make Ford so affordable.
103.5 VHF. Sunshine, your neighborhood station.
Kirsty McCall, New England, 9:36 on Sunshine.
What's on, Sunshine?
Would you like to see the Renoir exhibition at the Haywood Gallery in London? There are just a few tickets left, so please contact Jill Howarth of the Silk Top Hat Gallery Quality Square, or ring Ludlow 5363. Tickets are £8 each, and you'll leave Castle Square at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And I think that must be next Saturday, because we've only just had that one in. The Renoir exhibition at the Hayward Gallery in London. Just a few tickets left, so contact Jill Howarth of the Silk Top Hat Gallery, Quality Square, or ring Ludlow 5363. And also in our What's on File, the Tenbury Cubs and Scouts are holding a barn dance on Friday, the 1st of March, 8 p.m. until late, at the Swan Hotel in Tenbury. And you'll be dancing there to Band Anglaise. And the caller is Andy Davis. Tickets are £2.50, including a ploughman's supper. So that's the Tenbury Cubs and Scouts holding their barn dance on Friday, the 1st of March, 8 p.m. until late, at the Swan Hotel in Tenbury.
Right in with your Watsons to Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm Greet near Ludlow.
Sunshine Radio, 299 metres and 103.5 VHF, where the oldies sound really... the big sound authority, and this house.
Sunshine, letting you know what's on because you let us know.
Well, it's more a case of what's off in this particular instance. The Craven Arms Sports and Social Club have just phoned up to tell us that tonight's dance has been cancelled. So anybody who is thinking about going to the Craven Arms Sports and Social Club this evening, tonight's dance has been cancelled. The Ludlow Tadpole Club AGM, this isn't a wind-up, this is a real what's on. The Ludlow Tadpole Club's AGM will be held on Thursday, the 28th of February, at 8 p.m. at the Feathers Hotel in Ludlow. And any parents who have children between the ages of 4 and 8 years old and would like their children to learn to swim are welcome to attend to enable their children's names to be put on the waiting list, which will be open on the night. So if you'd like to have your children learn to swim, their age between 4 and 8 years old, get along to the Ludlow Tadpole Club's AGM, which is on Thursday the 28th of February at 8 p.m. and that's at the Feathers Hotel in Ludlow.
Tell Sunshine about your event in your neighbourhood. Put pen to paper and send it into Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, Greet near Ludlow.
Minutes to 10, 13 minutes away from news and weather at the top of the hour, and we'll play that one, I Gave You My Heart by Hot Chocolate, especially for my wife Trish, if she's still listening. Are you still listening? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, the Keir Park Handicapped Holiday Appeal Fund are having a country music evening with Hamilton Power, one of the top British groups, and the compere will be Ray Campsell, and that's on Friday the 1st of March at 8 p.m. in the Tithe Barn at Keir Park. Tickets are £2 each, and I have one here to give away in a competition. That's the Keir Park Handicapped Holiday Appeal Fund having a country music evening with Hamilton Power, one of the top British groups, compere Ray Campsell, on Friday the 1st of March, which of course is St David's Day. And I have here a complimentary ticket, which is worth £2. Yes, all you've got to do is identify who is singing on this record. Now, I'll give you a clue. The record is called Phoenix City, and it's on the Dr. Bird label, and all you've got to do is identify the group. It's as easy as that. Ludlow 5922 is the number to call.
Phoenix City!
Okay, we'll throw in a few stickers as well. Ludlow 5922, the number to call if you can identify the band on that one. We'll be back with some real music in just a moment.
Who knocks £15 off summer holidays abroad? Lun Poly does. Yes, Lun Poly holiday shops in Ludlow and Bridgnorth give up to £15 per person off your 1985 summer holiday abroad. But hurry, 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 because this special Lun Poly holiday offer ends February the 28th. So book your Cosmos summer air, coach or motoring holiday now. Book Cosmos holidays and many more at Lun Poly High Street, Ludlow. Phone Ludlow 3424. In Bridgnorth, Lun Poly are in the High Street. Phone Bridgnorth 3002. Lun Poly. Can you afford to book elsewhere?
Robert Machin is your quality furniture specialist in Craven Arms, stocking Parker Knoll, Old Charm, Rest Assured and Cintiqué, to name but a few. There's lounge suites with removable covers, a limited number of reclining chairs from £145, high seat chairs from £79, bed settees and chairs from just £99, and a comprehensive stock of pine furniture. Robert Machin, 6 Corvedale Road, Craven Arms. Phone his easy-to-remember number, Craven Arms 3322.
Nowadays, the cost of running a car can be exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles, with thousands of parts for thousands of cars. At Cleehill Motor Spares, every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf, and if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. If you've an MOT failure, ring Cliff on Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget our motto, you wreck 'em, we fetch 'em. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, open 7 days a week, from 8 in the morning till it gets dark. Cleehill Motor Spares.
It's still up there. The Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill. The pub in the clouds. They reckon there's no higher pub anywhere. The Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill, for wedding receptions, party bookings, bar extensions and supper licences. Get up to the Craven Arms Inn for bed and breakfast. There's a lounge, a bar and a video jukebox. There's a customer video club. Ask Graham about the customer video library at the Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill. Telephone Ludlow 890-880. Ludlow 890-880. The Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill.
299 metres, Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
That's The Limit. That's the name of the group, and the record's called Say Yeah. And because there's not a lot of sporting action this afternoon, Roger Matthews has just phoned in to tell us that between 2 and 3 this afternoon, he's going to have a Tamla Motown hour. So between 2 and 3, all you Tamla Motown freaks, get tuned into that as the rest of the day's programming on Sunshine Radio. Between 1 and 5 o'clock, Roger Matthews with the sporting programme, or what's left of it anyway. And between 5 and 8, it's either Mike Edwards or Alex Kent. We're not quite sure yet. And to take us up to the news at 10 o'clock, Ashford and Simpson.
Now it's time!
Kilohertz, 299 meters. The news on Sunshine.
Israeli troops are pulling out of the area around Sidon in Lebanon amid scenes of jubilation amongst Lebanese residents in the city. It's the first stage of a three-part pullout from southern Lebanon. Israeli troops have come under increased guerrilla attack since the withdrawal plan was announced last month, and the Lebanese army waiting to take over is appealing for citizens to stay calm. Alan Frost reports.
Israel's army forces are completing their pullback from western Lebanon around the port city of Sidon, and Israeli military sources in the region said the pullback was scheduled to finish in a matter of hours. The area being vacated is about 150 square miles, and it completes stage one of the withdrawal from Lebanon decided upon by Israel's government. Other reports from Beirut say Lebanese army troops are on standby to move into Sidon at the earliest possible moment. Alan Frost, IRN, Tel Aviv.
Working miners at the huge Ellington undersea pit in Northumberland are planning to elect new officials and throw out the men who led them on strike. Two-thirds of Ellington's miners are now said to be back at work, and they meet this morning to organise the election of new lodge officials. Rory McLean reports.
The working miners at Ellington say they've been advised by lawyers they're quite within their rights to organise a ballot for new branch officials. This morning's meeting will sort out the procedures and nominate people for the posts. A ballot to elect them will be held in a fortnight's time. And working miners leader John Cunningham says men still on strike at the pit will also be entitled to vote.
That will be a ballot of all members in accordance with the rules and regulations whereby every man is entitled to a ballot vote.
70% of the 1,600-strong NUM workforce at the vast undersea complex are back at work, ensuring that the new branch officials will represent the views of the men who've broken the strike. Rory McLean, IRN, Northumberland.
Miners' leaders are calling for a public inquiry into the way the Coal Board has handled the pit strike. They're seeing industrial peacemakers ACAS today to press for the investigation. The move follows the collapse of the TUC's effort to solve the dispute. An investigation has been launched into the deaths from hypothermia of a mother and her young daughter in their freezing council flat. A spokesman for the South London housing estate was unable to say whether the heating system in the flat had broken down. The woman's 13-year-old son is critically ill in hospital. At least four men in jails in England and Wales are thought to be carrying the killer virus AIDS. One from the Camp Hill prison on the Isle of Wight has been transferred to a Southampton hospital for tests. The Home Office won't reveal where the others are being detained. Vigilantes in the United States have shot a rape suspect and left him for dead. The vigilantes posed as policemen and their victim is now behind bars. Lige Hodgson reports.
Police say 19-year-old Mariano Molina used a green flashing light on his car to pose as a policeman as a pretext for forcing a woman into his car and raping her. The following night, two men claiming they were the police abducted him, shot him in the head and dumped him on a freeway. Molina regained consciousness and called the police, who promptly arrested him. He is charged with rape and kidnapping, but says he will not press charges against his own so far unidentified abductors. Liz Hodgson, IRN, Los Angeles.
Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
I was
That's Prince there, and 1999. No comment at all about Prince. Everybody else has done that, haven't they? The weather for today and this evening: dry with sunny periods today, followed by a clear night, continuing very cold indeed, with a severe frost. Winds will be light northeasterly, reducing the chill factor, and the temperature today you can expect is a maximum of plus 2 degrees centigrade and a minimum overnight of minus 10. Cognit & Company, Ludlow. Cognit & Company, sole area representatives for Ham International, who manufacture and sell the range of CB and amateur radio equipment aimed at the wholesale and retail markets. Cognit & Company for rigs, public mobile radio, navigational marine equipment, transceivers for taxis, agriculture and other uses. Cognit & Company, the experts in all aspects of modern communications equipment, supplying all types of aerials complete with riggings, and telephone equipment such as auto dialers and call diverters. Cognit & Company, Whitegate, 12 Farden, Ludlow. Communicate with Cognit on Ludlow 890 861. Ludlow 890 861.
P.D. Morgan, Park Farm, Honorbury, offer vegetables fresh from the farm where quality is guaranteed. Just listen to these potato prices. Reds, £1.70. Whites, £1.50 for a 55-pound bag. Carrots and Swedes, too, at Park Farm, halfway between Honorbury Railway Crossing and Craven Arms on the A49. You'll also find us in Knighton on Thursdays, at the market just by the butchers, and every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 at the WI Market in the Auction Yard Canteen. P.D. Morgan, Park Farm, Honorbury. Home of good vegetables.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795.
Ludlow 3795. Now.
At Ludlow Tyre Services, you know you can get the best deal and best service on tyres and batteries. Call in now for a free check and compare our prices. We also sell 2050 engine oil at only £2.99 per gallon. Yes, only £2.99. And filters at big discounts. Spot and fog lamps are only £5.98 per pair. Roof racks £6.90. And trailer boards for only £10.35. With antifreeze, de-icers, car polishes, donkey jackets, overalls, boots and Wellingtons. Plus much, much more. Call in or phone us today. Ludlow Tyre Services, opposite the Cork Street Post Office. Telephone Ludlow 2401.
2 9 9